Philip Semper, PhD, Journal Curator. Today's date is 12/10/2022. Dictation is for Miss Deborah Potter. Potter spells P-O-T-T-E-R. Deborah spells D-E-B-R-A. Date of birth is 02/10/1960. This is a 62-year-old female here for a routine follow-up period. Next paragraph. Miss Potter has a history of hypertension, coronary artery disease, anxiety, peripheral edema, hypokalemia. Is here for a follow-up for these conditions and medication refills. She stated since her last visit she has had no need to seek medical, psychological, surgical, or emergency care. Next paragraph, review of system. Patient reports neck pain. She said she had the surgery, but since surgery she continues to have pain, which has slowly gotten worse, period. She says pain is about 6/10, worse with motion. Says she's afraid to turn to her left because of increased pain and think that something may come out of place, period. Next paragraph, review of systems, past medical history, past surgical history, correction. Review of systems, patient also reports that her husband informed her that she snores very loudly and she will stop breathing and he has to wake her up in order for her to breathe. Because she said her husband told her she scared him, period. Next paragraph, past medical history, past surgical history, social history, family history, and medication were reviewed. Next paragraph. Physical exam, she's alert-oriented. No acute distress, vital signs are as follows. O2 sat is 97% of room air, blood pressure 190/98. Pulse 66, respiration 18, temperature 95.3, period. Next paragraph, HENT normal. Next paragraph, neck, full range of motion, no rigidity, no meningeal signs. Period. Next paragraph, respiratory, good inspiratory and expiratory effort, no adventitious sounds, no use of accessory muscles, no respiratory distress, no paradoxical motion. Period. Next paragraph, cardiac, regular rate and rhythm with no murmurs, no peripheral, there is peripheral edema. Next paragraph. Assessment and plan. Assessment number one is neck pain. Today we'll do the x-ray of her neck. This was not done. It couldn't be done until Tuesday when because of approval process during the weekend. Next paragraph, sleep apnea. Patient will be referred for a sleep study. Next paragraph, hypertension. Not a goal. Patient's blood pressure today is high. She was advised to continue her medication. Metoprolol. Irbesartan/HCTZ, period. Next assessment, coronary artery disease. Patient takes an aspirin daily. Next medication, anxiety. Next assessment, anxiety. She is currently on Atarax, 1 PO daily. Next assessment, hypokalemia. Patient takes replacement. Next assessment, edema. She takes Lasix, period. Next paragraph, medication will refill as follows. KCL, 10 mL equivalent, 1 PO daily for 90 days, number 90, 1 refills. Next medication, Atarax, 50 mg, 1 PO, QHS, times 90 days, number 90, more refills. Next medication, Simvastatin, 20 mg, 1 PO daily for 90 days. Next medication, aspirin, 80 mg, 1 PO daily for 90 days, number 90. Next medication, Irbesartan/HCTZ, 300/12.5, 1 PO daily for 90 days. Next medication, Lasix, 20 milligrams, 1 PO daily for 90 days, number 90. She was given the opportunity to ask questions. She says she has none. End of dictation.